Welcome into the Siouxland Sports Insider High School Football Podcast. We're getting a little bit closer here, Mitch. Right now, we're sitting here June 6th, and right now is the time for a lot of high school football players that are attending various camps throughout the country, throughout the Midwest. And our guest today, senior-to-be quarterback Braden Heiss at Lawton Bronson. Excellent season last year throwing the football, 2,223 yards, 23 touchdowns, and you know, they got a team here that can do some damage this year, Mitch.
And it all starts at the quarterback position. Yep. First off, welcome in, Braden. We enjoy having you here, and I guess going from last season to this season, we'll talk a little bit about the camp that you were just at. What are you looking to improve at the quarterback position from your junior going into your senior year?
Well, I'm just looking to obviously become more of a better leader and lead my teammates in that way. I also need to like be able to run the ball a bit more effectively, and I think me and my receivers need to get an even better relationship, like always running the right routes 100% and always knowing where they're going to be in every situation.
Yeah, that's good. Let's go ahead and start with you attended the Quarterback Universe Camp down in St. Petersburg over the end of the holiday weekend here in May. Tell folks what this was about, why it was a good experience for you, and some of the things that you learned while you were there.
So the QB Universe Camp was a camp trying to develop quarterbacks into leaders and just like the best teammates they can possibly be. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of training, like quarterback training, and then we did a lot of stuff in the classroom too, learning how to read defenses and to just be more effective reading defenses.
Yeah, good enough. That class time, how effective was that class time for you? You know, you go out and practice it, and then was it a situation where you came inside and then they coached you up on it?
Yeah, that, and we just like, well, we had our note, we took notes, they showed us videos and everything. Mm-hmm. It was very interactive, and mm-hmm. It was definitely effective. And I still think about those things. I use my notebook, and
yeah,
I'll carry those with me throughout the season.
Well, I think that's a good point, too, is, you know, a lot of these times these kids go to 7-on-7 camps, you know, throw for 5 or 6 touchdowns against, you know, just a couple DBs in one-on-one matchups, and you don't really break down film. You don't really break down how he's talking about how to read defenses. I think that's a huge key, especially going into your senior season, wanting to develop. You talked about different things. When they talk about reading defenses, is there any keys or little tips or pointers that you're going to use now into your senior season that you didn't have in your arsenal from last year?
Yes. So there's this. So the program basically explains what you like should be able to eliminate 2 to 3 routes like per play, and you should know exactly who you're going to go to based on their coverages, and you should be able to read the coverages pre-snap based on like safety's feet, safety, like if they're skinny, wide, stuff like that. That was the stuff that
that's pretty eye-opening. I mean, it's stuff that you're not going to learn even watching film at high school.
Yeah, the layman football eye they don't realize what, and you know, a lot of people don't even realize there's line calls for offensive blocking on, you know, certain plays that you're in. And, you know, it's your responsibility, I assume, to check out of a play that looks bad. I don't know if they put that on you or not, but just a lot of nuances of the game that go on that, you know, sometimes people don't realize.
Right, and then the quarterback's the one position where it's not overly athletic. It's a lot of mental
that
goes
that.
On.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we got guys all around the state that can throw a ball 50, 60 yards, but if you throw a ball 50, 60 yards into double coverage, it's probably going to get intercepted.
The other way, yeah.
So that's a great thing to jog your mind. Marty kind of mentioned a little bit, too, with the offensive line checks. Going into your senior season, what are you seeing from this offensive line that you're going to have now at Lawton Bronson, and more mature and you know, respectable offensive line? What are you guys going to do to, I know, run behind it, and then you as a quarterback to sit behind it and pass?
Well, they've been working really hard in the weight room. Obviously, they're some of the hardest workers. Like, and I'm really close with a lot of them, like Mark, mm-hmm. Oliver, and them in school. And so we've created a bond, and we can hold each other accountable in that way. And so we can all be the best versions of ourselves.
That's great.
The most effective.
It develops a culture, and that culture is strong. So let's talk about some of the kids that you throw the ball to. These aren't your average run-of-the-mill receivers. So first one we'll talk about, wide receiver Caleb Garnan. You hooked up with him 62 times last year for 714 yards and 7 touchdowns. What is it about his game that you think you can elevate your game with, and you guys can – you can get some one-on-one stuff done, and you know I'm pretty sure you guys can do some damage in a zone coverage too as well.
Well, the thing is about me and him is I feel like I always know where he's going to be, and he's always consistent about that. Mm-hmm. And it's always just kind of come natural between me and him, like just knowing where he's going to be and knowing how he's going to get open, and even breaking off routes, being confident in each other.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. And you want to hit on the other guy here, Mitch?
Yeah. So, I mean, well, you have two. And then that's the thing. A lot of quarterbacks are blessed with one. Mm-hmm. Now you have two guys that can both take the top off the ball but are good route runners, good pass catchers of the ball. To you as a quarterback, you know, it'll open the field for – we're going to talk about some other receivers too that you're going to rely on a little bit more as the season progresses. But to you as a quarterback, when you have those guys that are going to take on – you know, one side will take on a double team with a safety, or the other guy will. To you, the playbook just has to open up immensely wide, not for just you, but the other guy on the backfield too as a running back. Going in, I understand that we haven't sat down and talked any plays yet, but the playbook has to be wide open for you guys this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's Loudon's just so good at taking the top off defense. Exactly like you said, he's always getting a double team no matter what, and his speed is just so effective, and yeah, that's
him. You have two guys catching balls that were on the state champion 4x200 team. It's pretty easy to just be like, hey, you just go down the field, and I'm going to throw it, and I'll get it to you. I mean, those guys, too, I mean, set it up for you on special teams as well. I mean, you starting the ball, you know, a lot of teams start at the 20-yard line. You get a good return. You're starting at midfield and have even less of a field to work with. You know, you got to dink and dump a couple times, and you're already in the red zone. So that's got to be a huge help to you as well, too. But, yeah, it's you have a plethora of good talent there at the wideout position. And, Marty, you even got some more that could be coming up for the Eagles.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of off the mic where we're talking, because I'm curious. A couple other impact kids that will be there for you this fall. And wide receiver Ivan Smith will be a senior. And wide receiver Eli Stads will be a junior. So a couple kids there that, you know, it sounds like they're going to have their opportunities inside the whole offensive scheme and could really have nice seasons for themselves as well.
Yeah, Eli's a big receiver. He'll be a great bruiser, like catching across the middle. We've got a lot of plays like that. And, yeah, he'll be able to eat in the middle. And Ivan has really good hands. He's fast. And they're both really good blockers too, which isn't mentioned very often, but that's
right. That's right. You got to have that too. Yeah. And then, you know, you may mention earlier of you doing a little bit more with the ball in your hands with your legs. What's the importance of, you know, adding that to your repertoire and the success that you guys can have as a team, keeping drives alive?
Yeah, I mean, like the power of 3 to 4 yards is underestimated. And last year I wasn't very effective on the ground, and so that's something I just see and I need to improve on, and I will improve on it.
Yep.
And it also opens up the running for running backs. It opens up a lot of things.
Creates those running lanes. You gotta have those.
And you go into the play action game, and you know if you're linebacker, no one boots over, and you got a chance to. And you got your speedsters taking the corners with them. You have open lanes. You know, might as well go out for a couple extra yards.
You know,
not that you want to be the leading rusher on the team, but if it presents itself, might as well. You know, leading passer and rusher for Lawton Bronson next year. We'll see.
My old high school coach always used to say, "You can't lose money taking a profit." So
absolutely,
there's 2 or 3 yards there. Go get them, man.
Yep.
Live to play another down.
So we talked about going down there, and they kind of picked your brain a little bit. You're going into your senior season. Is there a and I don't want to like tip your cap on defenses that you like to see. Do you prefer to see a zone defense or a man-to-man defense? Like, I know man-to-man, you got your guys on the outside, and you're like, I know my guy can beat him one-on-one. Whereas a zone, you kind of have to scheme a play to get into a certain, you know, window or fit a certain type. Is there a defense that you like to go up against?
I don't think there's necessarily a specific defense I like to go up against, but there's, like, pluses and minuses to both, I think, with my different receivers. Like, I think Loudon's really effective against man-to-man, and no one can guard man-to-man. Caleb's the best at finding a like space in the zone.
Yeah, he knows where to settle.
He knows where to settle.
Knows where the sticks are at. And yeah. Mm-hmm. That keeps you guys marching on. I'm going to say the rest of the summer, but us three all know it's going to be going in the blink of an eye. So, you know, in this window of time before you get to camp, which, by the way, is 62 days out, I believe. What are you going to do between now and then to make sure when you're camp ready, you're not only camp ready, but you're ready to go?
Yeah, so I'm obviously going to stay consistent in the weight room and make sure everyone else stays consistent in the weight room. And then we're going to start our football stuff pretty soon, and then we'll start to ramp it up. Really, but and in the evenings we've done some routes and stuff like that, and we're going to keep that up.
That's good. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in today, and I know we'll talk to you throughout the season here and before camp gets started again. But welcome to your senior year, and we're excited to watch you guys play. This segment was sponsored by Primetime Steak and Chop House over in Hinton, and our friend Braden Heiss here is going to get a coupon from them. We'll make arrangements to get that to you. So I want to thank Primetime Steak and Chop House for their sponsorship of this segment, and we'll talk to you again next week.